Amen. Good to see everybody tonight, and praise the Lord. And it's good that April decided to just come on a little early, didn't it? I'll tell you, I as much as I like cold weather, you know, well, you know, my perspective of cold weather is not Minnesota cold weather, but I like cold weather, but I have enjoyed hearing my furnace turn off more the past couple days. That's been a blessing to me, and because those days, man, when it was in the teens, boy, she was a roaring all night, and I could just see that meter turning. Oh man, it was something else. But I hear next week is supposed to be nice, and that'll be a blessing. And I got some good things planned for this weekend with our men's breakfast. That'll be the Saturday morning. Then we'll have our teen activity Saturday evening. Looking forward to that. I'll say some more things about those events here at the end of the message. But just good to see you tonight. I'm so thankful for you. And thank God for the wonderful time we had Sunday night together, too. I just want you to know you folks encouraged me so much. I know that was a good bit longer service than we're used to, but you were very patient and just very attentive and long-suffering through that, and just got a lot of feedback from you on that, and I do appreciate it so much. And I really believe the Lord's gonna use our theme this year to help us and strengthen us and to get us to where he wants us to be. And so a lot of things. I'm going to do a little bit of a follow-up somewhat on the theme, but as far as the events and giving you more details on those things, I won't be doing that tonight. I'd rather do that on a Sunday night when we do have more of our congregation here, and just for clarity's sake. So I will be talking more. I will go ahead and announce this, and I'll announce it Sunday morning too. I apologize if there's any confusion. Like I told you, it's Sunday night. There will be some modifications along the way. But with all the busyness and all the information that was given on Sunday night and different things, I know it may have said it on the overhead that we were going to be starting the study tonight on Take It Personally. But I have decided to actually kick that off this coming Sunday, this coming Sunday night. And there's a couple reasons for that. I feel like there was a good many folks here there were a good many folks absent that night that did not get their books. And so what I want to do is I'm going to hit it hard on Sunday morning and let them know, listen, you really want to be here for our kickoff of Take It Personally. And we'll get the rest of these bags off. I think we got up to, I think it's nearly 20 of the bags that we'd like to give out, the rest of them Sunday morning. Those are with names on them, I believe, close to that. And so I just felt like it was be appropriate for us to kick that off on Sunday night, to Take It Personally. We'll be giving you more details, but I've just been even reading through the workbook here, and I have a study book myself, and it's just so practical, and it's just, I've learned things just from going through it myself and been encouraged about how the Lord's going to use it. So I will give you more update on those things, and then I will say some things at the end as well. If you want to go ahead and turn in your Bibles to the book of Ephesians, that's where we'll be tonight, and we're going to go to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 23, and we are going to speak on the subject of being renewed. This is definitely not an option for us. It is a command. It is an imperative in the Word of God that we ought to constantly be renewed by God's Spirit and through the Word of God. And so we'll, with the Lord's help, I want to talk a little bit about that and ask God to help us tonight. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we are grateful for this midweek service, and thank you for this good crowd tonight.
I thank you for your people, Lord, that just love you. And I'm just so thankful for their encouragement to me and my family. And Lord, would you meet with us tonight as we look, take the next moments and look into your word about the subject of being renewed, the theme that you've given us for the year. Lord, would you help us to truly, truly be renewed in the spirit of our minds. Oh God, that you might transform us into the image of the Lord Jesus more and more every day of our life. Oh God, we just come before you with grateful hearts tonight. We got so much to be thankful for. Oh God, all of us, every person in this room, Lord, we without your grace and mercy, we all deserve to go to the lake of fire for all eternity and to burn in torment. That's what we are deserving of. But oh God, tonight we say, Lord, thank you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for delivering us. Thank you for giving us eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so God, we just ask you to guide us now. Oh Spirit of God, I pray you do the teaching. Just please use me as a voice. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. Well, as we'll read that verse there in Ephesians chapter 4 and verse number... In fact, why don't we just go ahead and begin in verse number 20. But ye have not so learned Christ, verse 21, if so be that ye have heard Him and have been taught by Him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust. In verse 23, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. You know, many of our problems that we face today, and probably I would go ahead and say the majority, begin with our thinking. You know, we got a lot of stinky thinking these days, you know. And I don't know about you, but sometimes the things that come across my mind and I wonder, where in the world did that come from? Why would I think something that vile and that wicked? And let's all be honest in here. We all have those thoughts. Because that, my friend, is the curse of sin. It has polluted our thinking and caused great damage and the way we process things. Now, don't get me wrong. The human mind, that which God has given mankind, is a brilliant mind. The brain that God that gave to the human beings and with their intellect and the ability to think and reason, it is. It's simply amazing. I mean, the things that the human mind can unravel, and the things that it can solve in life, you know, with the stars in the sky, the number of galaxies we have, and even the weight of stars, the human anatomy, understanding the body, the procedures that are done medically speaking with liver transplants and so many others down the line, things of replacing organs and just different things of that nature, is simply a miracle, the way the human mind can think. And I mean, just simply unraveling DNA, for instance, and those things, and splitting atoms, and man, you just go down the line, and it is simply amazing when you think about what the mind can do. But I will say this very dogmatically. Without God and the Holy Spirit's renewal work, the human mind cannot think righteously in the sense that a way that pleases God. Outside of God's power, we cannot think properly about the subject of faith and morals. I don't care how brilliant an individual is, without the power of God, he is unable to understand truly faith. But when a man responds to God, God responds to him, and that's what we can do. We can have faith, and then God truly comes to us and enlightens us. And that's why we talk about the Satan hath blinded the minds. He's blinded the minds. The most brilliant minds in all the world have been blinded by Satan. But you know, I'm thankful that's not where it ends. Aren't you glad that's not where it ends? Lest the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ shine unto them. And that's why we will be beginning this study, and that's why our church is going to take more seriously our responsibility in making sure we are doing our part in shining, doing our part in influencing our community. But we see the mind is corrupt and because of sin. And Satan has always attacked the mind, even from the very beginning with our parents, Adam and Eve, and the way he tempted them in the garden and got them to Eve to think otherwise about God, and to think her thinking got messed up by Satan's temptation. And why? Because it was attracted by sin. And by the way, that hasn't changed, has it? It's just that's a natural tendency for every person in this room. Even those of us, which I think it's all of us this evening, even those of us that have the Spirit of God living in us, it is still a tendency for our mind to be attracted to sin. It is so clear in the Word of God. Paul made that so clearly. You'd have to be blind as a bat, even spiritually, the way he talks about it in Galatians and the way he talks about it in Romans, how that old man and that old nature and that flesh and the Spirit of God are constantly wrestling and battling. You know, that, my friend, is a true picture that there is still a strong attraction to sin. And that, my friend, is exactly why it is so important to be renewed daily. Renewed by the Spirit of God, because the mind will constantly tend to be attracted toward sin, toward the comforts of the flesh. And that's why we as God's children have to take the command and the imperative of let's be renewed. You know, the regenerating work of the Holy Spirit brings the mind of Christ into the human personality. Let me explain that to you. Look at our verse there again. It says, "And be renewed in the spirit of your mind." Now, let's first of all look at that word renewed. We talked about it some, and we'll be talking about it again throughout the year from time to time. But I like this definition here. It simply means to be renovated by inward transformation. Let me say that again. Renewed. To be renovated by inward transformation. In church, that needs to be taking place daily. Being restored. Being renewed. You know, hey, I'm as excited as anybody about the possible updates and restorations, if you will, some of the things to be done on the outward appearance of our church, restoring things that just need to be. For instance, this is not even a list, but eventually we're going to have to get to certain windows downstairs. You know, man, some of them are rotting around the edges, and there is the need of restoration. And we're going to address those things in the days ahead, weeks and years ahead, the outward appearance. But I want to tell you what. Let's face the facts, church. Those things are truly in vain if we're not willing to first be renewed and transformed first on the inside. And the renewing of our mind, the way we think. Oh man, I tell you what, I know my thinking constantly needs to be renovated. It needs to be done, and there needs to be some inward transformation done. And so that word renewal is simply speaking of renovating. And that's what we're asking God to do this year, and even in the years to come. But that is the focal point of this year. God, would you please renovate our thinking? Help us to think like Christ in everything we do, because the tendency is to do the opposite, to just think the way we want to think. So the question is, as Paul is exhorting the church in Ephesus, which, by the way, without going into great detail, I mean, the society that they were in is, in some ways makes our society look like Miss Sally's Sunday school class. The temples that were there, filled with prostitutes, open in the community. It was public. It was rampant. And there were just ungodly scenarios. We have a little patch of that up in Las Vegas and maybe some other pockets of our country. But boy, I'm telling you what, this was these believers were really facing temptations. You talking about having to guard yourself, that was most definitely taking place with these believers. And he is saying, listen, you need to get that thinking that you were used to. You need to get rid of it. And you let it renewed by the Holy Spirit. So can I say, first of all, church, like I said the other day, as I was reading through Titus in preparation for what the Lord would have as a theme this year, He laid that subject on my heart, and that is the first thing we realize tonight, if we haven't already, is that, number one, this renewal that we're talking about, it is a work of the Spirit of God. I mean, if I could, I would renew your minds. If I could do that, and you know what? I'd ask you to do the same thing for me. that'd be nice. I mean, if that was a possibility, I'd say, hey, listen, hey, Jeff, I need you to renew my mind today. No, that's not how it works. God's chosen a better way than that. That would be a human way of doing it. God has chosen to give us His Spirit, the third person of the Godhead, the Creator God, living in me. He is going to be doing the renewal. He's going to be renewing this old nature, this old thinking of mine, constantly to think more like Jesus Christ. Notice there what it says in our verse. It says, be renewed. And it's interesting, is it not, that it doesn't say, and be renewed in your mind. Isn't that interesting? That Paul says, he didn't say, be renewed in your mind. He said, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Well, that's interesting. The spirit of our mind, what is that referring to? Well, that is referring to that part that God has given us, you and me, the ability to think, the ability to reason, the ability to make decisions, the ability, it really is that part. I like it like it was stated, one fellow said, that part which gives man God consciousness, that makes him a moral agent. That moral thinking and knowing, that ability, that capacity, if you will, that God has given every single human being. Every man has this spirit. It's not talking about the Holy Spirit, it's talking about the human spirit. The human spirit, that which we read of, look over there in 1 Thessalonians, hold your place in Ephesians. And go over to 1 Thessalonians, chapter number 5, verse 23. The Bible says, 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 23, And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that word spirit, it is not talking about the Holy Spirit. It's talking about the human spirit. That thinking that we have the capacity to do because God has given that to us. And by the way, that spirit is in need of constant renewal. Constant renovation. It's needed. Look over with me in Romans chapter 8. Hold your place in Ephesians. You stick something there or your hand or whatever. And go over to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, and look with me, and we'll just begin reading in verse 14. Romans chapter 8, verse 14 says, For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Now listen to verse 16. The Spirit, that's the Holy Spirit, beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. That is the human spirit that every human has, and that's that thinking that needs to be renewed, that reasoning that needs to be renewed, that decision maker that constantly needs to be renewed by God's Spirit. Look over there in Philippians. Hold your place in Ephesians. Just go over one book there to Philippians chapter 4, verse 23. I wrote that down as soon as I saw it. I'll come back to that one. I'll give you that later because there's a verse in Philippians where Paul was dealing with the Spirit, but I'm not going to take time to look for it. But you understand what I'm seeing here. What we see in Scripture is that the spirit of the mind that Paul is talking about is just not the mind itself. It is the spirit of the mind that's polluted. And so that's what needs to be renovated, and that's what God's going to allow us to do and help us to do, and as we look to Him. Now, one thing's for sure we have to ask ourselves now is, how is this renovation done? The Spirit of God is going to do it, but how is the Spirit of God going to do it? That, my friend, is with the Word of God. The sword of the Spirit. That is what's going to bring the renewal. That is what the Holy Spirit is going to take to renovate your thinking and my thinking and continually form our thinking to the mind of our Savior, Jesus Christ. That is how it's going to take place. And that is how we're going to have continual inward transformation. It's going to be done by the Spirit of God with the Word of God. And that's why tonight I'm going to, and here in a few minutes, I'm going to close with this and talking about our memory plan that we've decided to do as a church. If you're not going to do it, that's fine. Don't feel bad about that. This was not some kind of elite club. This was just something, if you were interested and would like to do it, it could be a help. I will say this, if you're not doing this one, I do hope you on your own will find some verses that you can memorize and meditate yourself. This is not the only way. There are hundreds of ways to memorize Scripture, and I want you to be led by God's Spirit in that. But we're going to talk about this here in just a moment. But that's That's how the renewal is going to come to our hearts and our church, is through the Holy Spirit working with our spirit, and then that will, and He will take the Word of God and transform us the way we need to. Look over there, hold your place there in Ephesians, and go over to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 4, you remember we were here a couple months ago, I don't know the exact dates, but Hebrews chapter number 4 and verse number 12, Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12, "For the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and what, church? Spirit." That's the human spirit. That's what we are going to target and allow the Holy Spirit to target. Let Him do His work. He does best. Amen? He knows exactly what to hit, and He takes the Word of God to do it. And that's what we will do, because it says that He is the sunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. There needs to be a renewal. That's why I believe Paul said, when he talked about to the Romans, and he said, listen, you need to be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you might what, church? Prove. You see the connection there. The human mind within itself cannot, will not, impossibility, prove the will of God on its own. It must always, constantly have the Holy Spirit renewing the mind with the Word of God, so that way, that's how we are transformed continually. That's how our church will continually be transformed into the mind of Christ. Hey, we haven't arrived, have we? We got a lot to learn, don't we? I hope you believe that. I hope you're not thinking you've arrived. Because if you have, you just wait on me. I'll be there in probably a long time, okay? But none of us arrived. We are all in this desperate need of transformation continually to the mind of Jesus Christ. And that's how we will have revival. And by the way, that's what revival is. It is renewal. It is renewal of the Holy Spirit in a church and families. Then when the mind begins to think as Christ. And by the way, again, there goes the responsibility of the individual to yield your mind to Christ for this renovation that so desperately needs to be done to be more effective. You know, again, I give the correlations continually. I know you'll forgive me. But, you know, with our church, you know, I was talking about that would be one of the aspects of doing some renovating around the church in the days to come, in the years to come. To make ourselves more effective, to make ourselves more available for the public to come in and to feel at home and to feel welcomed, to make us more effective. And folks, that's important, but not nearly as important of allowing the Holy Spirit to renovate me in my mind, that I might be more effective for Him. You know, that's what I say, this transformation. We got to remember this, because sometimes, church, we get it backwards. This transformation that the Holy Spirit does, it does not start on the outside. It starts on the inside. It starts with the thinking. And as our mind becomes more and more conformed to Christ, yes, that it totally affects our behavior and our conversation, as Paul mentions here in Ephesians. It changes our conversation to be more like Christ. But the focus is on the inward, not the outward. The focus is on the inward. I don't know about y'all, but I get paranoid anytime I have to take my car to a mechanic. I'm sorry for you mechanics in here. Not all of you make me nervous, okay? It's just, It's just those of you that, well, anyway, let's move on. You know what I mean, don't you? Certain mechanics, you take your car, number one, you're already a little paranoid because of the sound you're hearing, the ticking, or the popping, or just something's not right and you got to get it fixed. You just know, you're almost expecting it. He comes through out of the garage and comes to the office, and then, boy, he gets started on those keys. I'm like, why does he have to type that much for an oil change? And here it comes. Well, Mr. Jennings, I got some good news and I got some bad news. Which one you want first? Well, I had a feeling this was coming. And of course it goes on, well, you got this and this, that alternator, I'm telling you, that alternator, it ain't going to be long before it's going to be gone. You might want to think about replacing that. And then you go down the line and man, it's all these things and I'm thinking, I just came to get my oil changed, y'all. Or this one thing repaired and those mechanics and again, in some way I'm being funny, but at the same time it does happen. I know a lot of them are looking out for you with seriousness. I don't want to demean them in a bad way here, but sometimes, man, I tell you, you go to these mechanics and you're just like, wow, they're finding all these things that are wrong with my vehicle. And you know, sometimes we're a little paranoid, aren't we? And we want to get some second opinions. But can I say with very much gladness tonight, we have a spiritual master mechanic. And we don't ever have to worry about him telling us something that's wrong and it's a lie. When he puts his finger on something and we're being renewed by the Holy Spirit, I want to tell you something. That is truth. That needs to be renovated. That point needs to be renewed. And this master mechanic, the Holy Spirit, has the master tools. That is the Word of God. And they never fail. They are always with great precision. They are always with great accuracy. They are right where it needs to be every single time as that master mechanic takes the master tool, the master sword of the Word of God and brings us to the transformation daily. As Paul said, renewed daily, day by day. That, my friend, is what we have need of. And that is what we are looking for and looking towards. We can trust, hey church, we can trust the Comforter, the Spirit of God, to do a perfect work. And that is a great comfort here tonight. And that's what we're going to do in the coming days. That's what we will focus on. Now let me say this, please, before we close here with the missionary letter. Can I say this? This is the plan that we've decided to do. Those that want to join the... And by the way, if you haven't got one yet and you want one, we just ordered 10 more sets. So we're going to have more coming if you're interested. And by the way, don't feel bad. Like, you don't have to have the book to memorize it. Like you say, for instance, if you want to do this plan and you're thinking, man, I really don't care about the book. I mean, I like the verses. They're really good. Hey, just look on with somebody. Copy down the verses on an index card. And it's as simple as that. You don't have to have this book. But what we're going to do is, like I said the other day, we're going to take the year plan, and that basically consists of, by the end of the year, memorizing, what is it, 152? Am I correct on that? 30? Yeah, 130, I'm sorry. I'm getting the 52 part, 52 weeks. 130 total, because you memorize for a week, and then you're off for a week, and you're reviewing every other week, and at the end of the month, you review all the subjects that you've been memorizing. And some of you, how many of you, let me ask, how many of you have already started? I know some have talked to you that have. Okay, how many of you are wanting to start but you haven't yet? Anybody? Okay, so it's about half and half. And so what we're going to do is those of you that have already started, you just keep on rolling. And those of us that have not started, we will just pick up on Monday is what I'm going to say, to keep it a Monday through Friday. And if you want to double up 1 week or over a period of a couple months, you just want to maybe add one verse to that week, you'll eventually catch up if you wanted to and end up, you know, and end your memorizing at the end of the year. Otherwise, it's going to go 2 weeks into 2018. But this is what we're going to do, church. We're going to put the focus on letting the Holy Spirit take the master tool to our hearts and minds. And transform us into who He wants us to be. And so I'm thankful. The first one, of course, was trust, and the second one is humility. Those of you who are already probably starting on example, but that is going to be a blessing. Are there any questions about this book, about the verses that are there? Any questions or comments on that? It's just thought I'd mention that. Any other questions? I know we've had a couple sign up recently, and your book will come. In the meantime, why don't you just talk to one of us and get the verses that are there, and so that you can begin memorizing in that order. But I'm thankful. I'm so thankful for this opportunity and how the Lord's going to use this. And what I'll do at the end of maybe the PM service on Sundays, but maybe the AM services too, but most likely PM services, we will recite some verses that we're memorizing together. From time to time, we'll throw them up on the projector and just say them together and seek just for a little bit of accountability. But again, I hope no one gets the wrong idea that the motive in this. The motive is not to be who can be most spiritual. That's carnal, okay? That's just carnal. That's not the motive. The motive is we're just trying to use a tool to get God's Word in our hearts and minds. And there are many, many ways to do that. Did somebody have a question? Yeah. They should be here, I would say, Ms. Kathy, today is Wednesday. They could be here as early as Monday, this coming Monday, I would hope. We got them ordered, and so that'll be good. But yeah, that's when they should. We can always order more. Again, Sunday night, y'all be preparing for this. We'll kick this off. We got a special presentation for this. You do not want to miss Sunday night. And tell folks that we'll be kicking this off. And we got a couple presentations we're going to do that I really, really think you're going to like. Also, I'll be going over. Let me say this, and maybe you can jot it down if you'd like. I will be going over the church facility updates, but specifically, I'll be talking about the foyer update remodeling possibility on Sunday, January the 22nd at the PM service. I'll be giving some details about that, be explaining to you about some of the bids that we'd received by then, and just talk about some of our options, and also at that point answer any questions that may be there. And then what we'll do is a week later, that following Sunday evening service, we'll have a business meeting, and we'll vote not on everything, but we will focus in on the foyer, and that way it gives us a week to, you know, you ask any more questions that you have. To address me or anything like that, any concerns or questions or just need some information, and then we would vote on that Sunday night. We just want everybody to be clear on everything, and so I felt like that would be, we have a general idea of what we're doing already, but we'll give some more details. That, again, will be the 29th of the PM service. We also have some details for the Teen Extreme down in Pensacola. We got sheets. Parents of teenagers, please find those papers on the table in the member center And teenagers, you're going to have some parents that forget, so if you would pick them up for your parents, that'd be great. I'm just kidding. But we'll try to get that, and we're going to have some more details of that coming up as well. But we need to get on getting our slot, because from what I hear, it's filling up fast for that week. Because Kenny Baldwin, he's a very well-known preacher, very effective preacher, especially to teenagers, and it's filling up fast. So we're going to try to get in there and get our names in that. But I'll be getting you more details here in the next week or two. Trying to think anything else here. Oh, yes. This is something that some of you are aware of, but some of you may not be. When I came to candidate for to be your pastor, one of the things that I brought up at the pulpit committee was that I had made preparations to go back to Niger, at least one more time this year, or the 2016 or 2017. I was going to go to tie up some loose ends and encourage the brethren. I'd set aside some funds for that, and that was all understood. So I was going to do it in the fall. That was my initial plan, but then I realized, wow, I am so busy, and I cannot do that in the fall. As much was going on, and realized that would not have been the right time. But I did decide that I'm going to go at the end of this month, the first week of February. I'll be going and flying out January 30th. I'll be coming back February the 8th. And I'll be going over there. Brother David Edens, the veteran missionary that I worked with, he's going to be there too. And we'll just try to help him out some too. We'll be flying back together on that week. But I tell you that just so that you'll be praying for me. Pray for Paul. I'm going to be encouraging Paul. The man that we've been praying for, that you were been praying for. Many of you have asked questions about him even since being here. So it's going to give me a kind of a good opportunity to sort of final close shop, if you will. And I hope to go back in the future, but just as far as our workings there, we still have some belongings there that need to be put in the right places and to be given out or whatever the case may be. And also the mission has a property there, and we have to make some decisions on that. We don't own it. It's owned by the mission, but I'm going to try to be an assistance to Brother Edens there, and we're going to talk about some of those things. So please be in prayer about that trip, and I would greatly appreciate it. And if you have any questions about that, I hope you'll ask me, and I'll be glad to fill you in on anything of that nature. But I would just miss one Sunday and a Wednesday, and so we will have that taken care of as well.